In a world that seems to have been turned upside down by a pandemic, I often wonder what those who have lived through other pandemics make of it. There aren't too many people around who remember the Spanish flu of 1918, and SARS didn't produce quite the same debilitating panic. But does HIV/AIDS resonate? Actor and writer Rupert Everett disagrees.
Don't mean to be competitive about the pandemics, but ours was a pandemic of rejects. People avoided us. People, even friends, you'd go to somebody's house who had a family, and you could see out of the corner of your eye that your plates were being washed separately from the rest of the groups.
For all the toxic election year politics about masks, COVID feels different to him.
We have an opportunity of being fraternal, actually, about it, which in a way with the HIV thing, we didn't even manage to have that with ourselves, because looking at our friends with the disease was like looking into a terrible mirror about what could happen to yourself.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata with Rupert Everett in Edinburgh, and we were speaking as part of the Jaipur Literature Festival's Brave New World series. Everett has just brought out the third installment of his memoirs, To the End of the World, Travels with Oscar Wilde.
For me, Oscar Wilde is a kind of Christ figure. He was sacrificed in a way so that the gay movement could begin. He was the first out man. He was outed and then he went on living.
Everett himself was not outed. His story goes way back.
After I saw Mary Poppins, I decided that I was not my parents' son, but I was Julie Andrews' daughter. And I stole the skirt of my mother's, and I used to go and hide in the garden, put on the skirt, and be Julie Andrews' daughter.
But he came of age in an England where homosexuality was legal, but only in private.
So that gave the police all the leeway they wanted. If they saw us holding hands, they could arrest us.
The sense of being an outsider created an odd community.
So getting to a gay club, you just kind of counted for having the nerve to go in. And once you got inside, you saw this extraordinary cross-section of society and our incredibly rigid class system in England was completely broken down by sex and sexuality and by a feeling of outsiderness.
Now the world has changed in many places. The Conservative Party in England championed same-sex marriage. And he sees a generation gap between those who fought for change and those reaping its benefits.
Because the younger generations are quite militant with their Puritanism. And, you know, one false move in our world now, and you can be cancelled, literally.
Yet for an out gay actor, it's still no cakewalk, despite a Brokeback Mountain or Harvey Milk or his own My Best Friend's Wedding.
But yes, I often find that frustrating. Sean Penn gets an Oscar for playing Harvey Milk and, gets applauded for being brave. And we just get a chance to play some weird, funny character role.
But then he shrugs.
I'm sure if I was as good as Meryl Streep, I could have come out and done very well.
He says having to fight made him step outside his comfort zone, taking him everywhere from New York during 9/11 to Moscow during the fall of communism to Italian films.
I don't think I'd have needed to do that if I'd been straight, because I'd probably been doing something. It might not have been the top rank of films, but it would have probably been some good TV series. And I'd have ended up being just another old hetero bore on the circuit.
And one thing Rupert Everett is not is a bore. The once he wanted to be a saint with his own basilica.
I don't know what I'd be the patron saint of. I think I was above sainthood. I wanted to be the virgin. Oh, virginity. I think virginity is good. I'm going to go with that one.
Saint Rupert, the newly minted patron saint of virginity on JLF's Brave New World. And this is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW. Sometimes